And I'm going to pay base on my base. That Reb Lezer said it's matil cholodim. When you say the word, when the husband gives a get to his wife and he says, Al manaf, I'm giving you a get, that you're allowed to get married to everybody. Al manas, I'm giving you a get, but al manas, you should not get married to one person. So, Shrabi Meya, Reb Lezer matil cholodim. Chutz mi'aisish. V'chachamim o'ishrim. Nachom se'etzosim. Tomorrow says now, my time of the Reb Lezer. What's the time of Rabbi Eliezer? It says, me did he have you, I'll call tonight the Alma, the Alma. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, since you said the word Almanat, it's like any other condition. The husband is giving his wife a get. The get really by itself should be matah to everybody. He's only making a condition now that this get is good on a condition that you do not marry this Reuven. So it's a good get, the just in condition about like any other tonight. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say no. Called tonight the Almeni, or the Tanai, like Shire lay the get. You did not leave over in the get itself. In other words, the main point of a get is that you're cutting off ties with your wife, that she is now mutter to anybody in the world. That's a get. So, regular condition, you're not she, you do not leave over in the gufa get. A regular get is matter to get married to anybody in the world. But Hocher over here, Shire lay the get. Here with this tonight, this condition you're making, you're leaving over in the actual get. So that's why it's post l'korn t'racham. That's the bright souls, even with almanas is the machlokes. Now the Gemara says though, umas nis and yakim nebechutz. But our Mishnah says no. And when the Mishnah says the word elo, it means clearly the husband said the word chutz. That I'm giving you this get and you're mutter to everybody, chutz from one person. So the Gemara says, if so, my time with the Reb Lezer, what's the time? Why is Reb Lezer matter this get? Aye, he said the word chutz. So Rabbi Yana said, Mishum Zokanech, and even older person, that Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'yotso mi beisoi v'holcho v'hoysel yishachar. This is the Pasuk. That you give your wife a get, and she goes out from your house, and she gets married to Ishachar, to another man. So Reb Lezer holds the diak, even though the get she receives is only matter to get married to one person, that's also called a good get. So for sure, here the get is good. But here this get was matter to get married to anybody. She was chutz from one person, only excluding one person. So even though true it's a shear in the get, but the blessed holds, the Torah still said, this type of the get is still kosher. Do Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this? I have less as a posik. How could Rabbanan argue on the posik? So Mar says, Rabbanan, high ish, just means lechol ish for ish. When the posik says, v'hol lecho v'hoi sali shachar, that she could get married to another man, it doesn't mean just to one other man. It has to mean that she has a heter to get married to any single person she wants to. But if she has a chutz, if it's excluding even one person, that's called a shear in the get, and the get is posul according to Chacham. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, time of the Reb Lezer, you know what the time of Reb Lezer, why he says the get is still kosher? Mehocher from this posik. The posik says, V'isha gerusha, me'isha lo yikochu. It says that a koyin is not allowed to marry your wife that was a gerusha, and it says in Lashon, V'isha grusha me'isha le'ikochum. If the wife was a grusha from her husband, then a kohen should not marry her. What does it mean? That afilo le'nezgarsha ela me'isha. Even if the husband only gave her a get like this, that get said, listen, I'm giving you a get, but you are not allowed to get married to anybody else. Now, see, the husband only gave his wife a get, negates himself, but not negates anybody else. Still, such a get, nifsla minakuna. Let's say later the husband dies. This wife now is not allowed to remarry to a kohen. Because nageya to a kohen, the get that she received before is called the reich of a get. Even though it wasn't a real good get, because he wasn't able to get married to anybody else, but nageya to a kohen is called the reich of a get. So Reb Lezer's Alma, what do we see from this pasuk? Have a gita, that such a get, even though it's not matah to anybody, it's called a get. So for sure, in his case, Reb Lezer's case, where the get is, she's allowed to get married to anybody, just not to one person, that's still called the good get. Through Rabbanan, someone asked the question, what do Rabbanan do with this pasuk? They say, Issa kun nishani. They say, no, that's only the get to a kain. that the get demethan is possible. A wife that receives a get that she cannot get married to anybody she wants to, the get is possible. But nogeta isakuna, that a kohen can't marry a grusha, even such a type of a get makes a psul to a kohen, that's all. Isura kuna shani, the get a kahanim, it's called a get. But not nogeta to be matara to get married, it's not called a get. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Reb Abba. Reb Abba asked the question, the Kedushin Heich. What's going to be the halacha by Kedushin? When you get married to your wife and you tell her, she's also to the whole world, excluding one person. Usually when you marry your wife, it's called like a Kedushin. Kedushin means like Hegdish. You're making your wife Hegdish that she's also to the whole world. She can't get married to anybody else. Let's say you marry her with a chutz and say, I'm marrying you. Then my Kedushin should take effect to the whole world, excluding one person. And they get it to one person, you can still get married to. What's the law according to Reb Lezer? So it's like this. Ad kan lo kamer Reb Lezer hocher le mishum dechsev kroy. Maybe only by Gershon he says chutz is good, because we have psukim that is good. Avol hosom kinyan al yabinan. Mashenka, when you get married, kedushin, that's a kinyan. Maybe kinyan ma'al yabinan. You have to have a good kinyan. Oy doma, maybe. No. V'yotz avoysa. There's a hekesh of kedushin to gerushin. Anything that's good by a yitzia, by gerushin, is good by the hoysa, by kedushin also. And the Gemara also says to boil the rabban. I can ask the same question according to rabbanon shita. That ad kan lo kamer rabbanon hochel debinon krisis. One of the rabbanon say this only over here by gittin that you have to have krisis. You have to be tied off from your wife completely. Therefore, if you have a condition of chutz in the get is possible. For leka here you don't have it because you have chutz. Abul Hossam Mashenkin by Kedusha, when you get married, Kinyan Kodu. It's only a question of marrying, of being Kaino. Maybe any type of a Kinyan is also good. That's why we could ask the question according to Rabbanan also. I do, maybe no. The Pasuk says, V'yotza V'hoysa. That still, when any halacha applies to Gerushin, applies to Kedushin also. So that was the suffix. That was Rabbi Abba's question. And the Gemara says, the poster right away he answered it himself and said, Bein the Rabbi Eliezer, Bein the Rabbonim, torn to both of them, Bein and V'yotza V'yotza, yes, Kedushin and Gerushin always have the same halacha. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Chutz is good by Gerushin, is good by Kedushin also. You could marry your wife and leave over that she's let her get married to one other person. And according to the Rabbonim, the Kedushin is not chal. Moshe Rabbi Abaye said, if you want to tell me, Isa le Rababa, that we hold like Rababa, that was just Mechadish and even by Kedushin, according to Reb Lezer. You could marry your wife with a chutz, leaving over that there's somebody else she's allowed to marry. And so what's going to be if Bor Ruven, Ruven's going to come, the Kitsha chutz Meshimin. He's going to marry his wife and say, chutz, you're married to me, excluding my brother Shimon, or excluding the Shimon. Then Ubo Shimon, Shimon comes, V'kitsha chutz meruven. He marries her now and says, you should know, you're also to everybody excluding Ruven. So it comes out that this wife now is married to two men, and she's allowed to be married to both of them, because each one made a chutz that she should be mutter to the other man. So according to Reb Lezer, she's mamash married to both of them. Now what's going to be, and the two brothers, what's going to be now, Meisu Shneim, they both die, Misya Bemis and Levi. And there is a third brother alive, Levi. So now Levi has the regular mitzvah yibum. So it says now when these two brothers die, that there is a mitzvah yibum to Levi. Now, because we only look as if only one brother is married to her, not both of them. Because if we look as far as Reuven is concerned, Shimon is not married. As far as Shimon, Reuven is not married. Now he says, V'yena nikorya bo esha shnei meisen. And this is not the p'tur of yibum of an esha shnei meisen. As by Yibam we have halacha when a wife falls because of two brothers, so there's no mitzvah Yibam. Here, even though when the two brothers died, really she's fallen to the third brother Levi because of the two brothers, no, it's not called she's falling to Levi because of the two brothers. My time away, Kedusha de Ruvein Ahanu, Kedusha de Shimon Layahanu, Yishno Negea to Levi, so the first Kedusha of Ruvein, that was the Kedusha she was married to. The Kedushin of Shimon meant nothing to Levi. Because as far as Levi is concerned, when Reuven married her, she was married. So, Negea to Levi, she can't be married to Shimon. So that can't be the case of marrying one wife, had like two husbands. How do you have the case of the Ptur when the wife like fell to the third brother from two brothers? Going like this. True, Ruvain first married his wife, but he said chutz, that excluded to my brother Shimon. Nageya to my brother Shimon, she's not married to me. Now, Ubo Shimon, Shimon comes and has a right to marry her. Because Nageya to Shimon, she's not married to Ruvain. But Shimon comes now v'kitcha stam, and Shimon marries her stam completely. So it comes out now that Shimon's Kedushin did something. Because now that Shimon married Estam, she's even also to her first husband, Reuven. So therefore it's like this. The Kedushin, Reuven Ahani, Lemisra Alma. The first Kedushin of Reuven was called the good Kedushin that she's also to the rest of the world. The Kedushin, the Shimon Ahanu, Lemisra Reuven. And the second Kedushin of Shimon means something. That now because of the second Kedushin, she even becomes also to her first husband, Reuven. And now if the two husband dies, so that's called an Eshes of Shnei Mesim, therefore she's also for Yivam. But in our case, where Nogeya to Shimon, Shimon's Kedushin did not make anything, because the rest of the world she was also because of Reuven's Kedushin. Now when Shimon married her, she's also to the same amount of people as before, that's not really called the Kedushin. Therefore it's not called the Eshes of Shimon, therefore it's mainly called Eshes Reuven, therefore Levi has a Mitzvah Yivam. Boy, Abaya, Abaya asks a question like this. Oh, my Lord, let's say the husband says to her, Harayat Muteris L'chol Odom, Chutz Merubei B'Shimon. A husband tells his wife, here's a get, but I'm making a condition, a chutz, that you let her get married to anybody, but chutz for Merubei B'Shimon. Then, V'choz of Yom Lord, and lady changes mind, the husband, and said, L'Rubei B'Shimon. No, that to Merubei B'Shimon. So, Mahu, what does the husband mean when he says now to Merubei and to Shimon? Mi arminin, do we say, my di osa shori? Do we say to all the people that was osa before, now he's saying, it's muta? Like really Rashi says, and on top Rashi explains, my di osa shori, Rashi says, on top of Pei Gimel, that hi le Reuven v'Shimon, that the husband now said to Reuven to Shimon, to Adam Allah, koide misira, before he gave over the get, what the husband meant was, af le Reuven v'Shimon kamar, even to Reuven v'Shimon also you're allowed to get married to. V'yena shir, like the husband meant now, like first he said, this is a get, you can get married to anybody, only not to Reuven v'Shimon. Then he said to Reuven v'Shimon, he meant to say, even to them too also you could get married. In other words, this is 100% good get, you're allowed to get married to anybody. Oiduma maybe no, my di yosa shari, but o my di shari yosa. What he meant to say is, you're only allowed to get married to Reuven v'Shimon, but to nobody else. In Tim's claim, if you want to tell me, my the author.